Welcome to Informed Aging, a podcast about health, help, and heart decisions for older adults. I'm Robin Roundtree, a former family caregiver who currently works for the Alzheimer's and Dementia Resource Center. My co-host is Edith Gendron. She's the executive director for the Alzheimer's and Dementia Resource Center. She's a Positive Approach to Care certified trainer and consultant, a former family caregiver, and she's got over 40 years of experience in the senior care industry. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast belong to Edith and I, not our wonderful employers and sponsors. If you want to get mad at us and not at them. And before making any significant changes in your life or your person's life, please consult your own experts. Today, we're talking about finding cures with Crystal from Charter Research. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Senior Helpers is the only home care agency offering a revolutionary new way to approach senior care, the Life Profile Assessment. This database app is a crucial tool in helping seniors age safely and successfully at home. Combined with our proven in-home care programs and trained caregivers, Senior Helpers Life Profile is leading the way to better outcomes for our clients. For more information, log on to seniorhelpers.com/Orlando.
For over 37 years, the Alzheimer's and Dementia Resource Center has served as a Central Florida-based grassroots nonprofit and community resource center dedicated to providing support and hope for families and individuals caring for someone they love who is living with Alzheimer's disease or other dementia-related illness. The ADRC empowers caregivers with the knowledge, support, skill, and strategies through a variety of programs to help them confidentially prepare for the challenges that lie ahead. To learn more, visit their website at adrccares.org. That's adrccares.org.
We're back and talking with Crystal Bernard, not the actress, but a fabulous person, the Community Partnerships Manager at Charter Research. How are you today?
I'm doing so well. So excited to be here.
Oh, it's thrilling to have you here. We thought about doing this episode after I talked to you. We were chatting about all the research companies here, but it's hard to get people to sign up to be a part of a research project.
Absolutely.
And you said something that stuck with me about Tylenol. You want to repeat that?
Of course, absolutely. Sometimes it's scary, right? It can be scary when we talk about the concept of clinical trials, but we don't think sometimes, right? It doesn't come to our mind when we look back and see every time we get a headache, every time we get a stomach ache, sometimes our first place we go is to the cupboard and all those medications that are right in our hands, that Tylenol, that Advil, that had to go through a clinical trial to get there. So it's really, it's important. It's important.
Yes. And especially Edith and I work with the world of dementia, and there are a lot of people with an Alzheimer's diagnosis. Over 6 million, I believe.
Absolutely. 6.7 million Americans right now are diagnosed with just Alzheimer's disease, and that doesn't cover the other hundreds of types of dementias.
Right.
It doesn't cover the people that aren't diagnosed but are living with some form of dementia that are too afraid to come forward, or their culture forbids it. So it's pretty, pandemic's a strong word, but pretty prevalent. How about
that point? And we all want a cure for Alzheimer's. Ask anybody. We're all afraid of it. But how many people with the disease are currently in a clinical trial?
Unfortunately, out of that 6.7 million Americans, from what we know, there's only really about 2-4% of those, of that percentage of people that are represented in a trial.
That's crazy to me. Because if you have the disease and you know there isn't a cure, there's a few treatments. Some are looking promising, but I don't know, the last 5-10 years, it hasn't been promising. We're getting there. But knowing that there's nothing really you can do but join a clinical trial, maybe there is something. I kind of think that's obvious, but then it's been a while. You know, I finally put my name in for 2 clinical studies. I didn't qualify, but it does take a little courage to go, okay, all right, maybe I can do this.
Absolutely. I always talk in the community, knowledge is power. Sometimes we just don't know.
Yes.
And I don't blame anyone for that, right? Sometimes there's just, we need some more information about what does a clinical trial involve? What am I going to do? What's my risk? You know,
I think part of it, too, is to reduce the fear, is to do what we do at ADRC with our community partners like Charter and some of the other research companies, is to make it clear that it's not just about the research. Mm-hmm. It's cutting-edge care. Mm-hmm. You can get the latest of the latest. You can get free testing. If you mm-hmm. can't afford to have a memory screen done through your physician or any physician, you can get that through a legitimate research company. So getting involved that way can help reduce the fear. You bring a study partner. There's so much more to research than just taking a pill or doing an infusion, or God help us, what makes me cringe to hear is be a guinea pig. That mm-hmm. just, whoa. Mm-hmm.
Mm. And when I went from my experience, what shocked me, and I couldn't place it for a little bit, but when I go to talk to somebody about my health, it's got to be fast. I got to remember my five things to ask about. Mm. And it was so relaxed, and we took our time, and I wasn't rushed. And he made sure to cover all the questions. And I'm like, why is this so weird? Oh, wait, we're talking about my health and I'm not being scooted out the door. Mm. That was amazing to mm-hmm. me.
That's what I love. That's probably one of my most favorite things about research. We have patients. We've had patients that have completed a clinical trial and they still come back once a week, once a month, just to have lunch with their clinical Aww. Research coordinator, just to have lunch yeah. with the physician, just because it's different. It's a different environment. They get to relax. They get to have some community, have a little fun while we do it. So it is my favorite part.
Nice.
Yeah.
So clinical research is not the mad scientist with all of the crazy equipment, putting together something in a test tube and then wanting to put it in a human's body, right? That's the opposite of what we're talking
right,
about.
Right, right. There is an aspect of that research at the bench. That's way before the clinical trials that we're discussing here, but it's nothing like that environment. It's a nice, comfortable environment, definitely professional and medical, clean and, polished, but it's a fun, homey environment where you get good quality care.
And we know from experience, again, with Charter and some of the other partners, that it's not just about the person that's participating in the test. It's about their study partner. You and I might say caregiver or care partner, but it's their study partner.
Absolutely.
And that study partner is cared for as well. I mean, if you are afraid, if you are concerned, if you don't believe anything you hear today, just take one little challenge and pick a place and go. Just walk in mm-hmm. and see how it looks. You see the televisions, you see the snacks, you see mm-hmm. You actually see the care and concern for mm-hmm. one another. And as we always say at ADRC, we don't know you. We can't help you.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that, Edith?
Well, if you don't allow us to know what's going on in your personal body, but in your culture, in your mm-hmm. frame of mind, in your ethnicity, we can't help you. There is a significant difference in the way things work in people. When we talk about APOE4, and we aren't going to go down the genetics road, mm-hmm. I know that. But it has a direct connection to cholesterol. And we know that there is some serious issues, some complexities with cholesterol in African-American folk. And if we don't have a representative number, Absolutely. We aren't going to be able to help as much as we could, as quickly as we could. And boy, oh boy, we can, right? We really can.
And I think, tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems the majority of medical research is done on the white male. So even females aren't getting as representative. And then we've got the different, ethnic backgrounds. And no offense to the white male, but we need to spread it around a little bit.
Absolutely. We definitely have a ways to go in terms of ensuring that we have good representation so that we have good data that it provides so that we have medications that are generalizable to the entire population. That has to be the only outcome, right? We need medications that treat everyone and that are available on the market for everyone. So we do have a ways to go on that. And that's why we need everyone, just like Edith was saying. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it's research that led us to understanding the difference between an impending heart attack between men and women.
Right.
Research led us to that. Mm-hmm. A woman is not most likely going to have those same types of indicators that a man would. But yeah, can you tell we're a little passionate about it?
Yeah.
The core of ADRC is that too. is research is going to take us where we need to be.
That's wonderful.
We recently participated in the International Brain Symposium in January, and it was really first time in a few years I've actually been excited. Mm-hmm. Incredible work being done with neuroplasticity mm-hmm. and neurogenerativity. You want to be in on that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be in on that. You want to be the brain that gets helped,
yes.
you know, and you want to be part
absolutely.
Of the solution.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I love how you mentioned the study partner, because there really is a good benefit. I see so often that the study partner ends up being an adult child. And you mentioned briefly genetics, right? There's opportunity even to benefit your family in this process, including yourself along the way. So that's a great kind of support option too.
So not only can you help find a treatment possibly for yourself, but for future generations and help your own family as they may encounter the same disease down the road.
Absolutely.
But let's not forget, there is sometimes a financial incentive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Everybody absolutely. Does this for different reasons,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Every study-related visit is compensated, which is a nice benefit, right? And you know that I've seen that range, and there's a large scale that can range between, but it is a nice benefit, and the participant is worthy of that.
Yes.
So I love that is something that is included in the process.
Good point. I had kind of forgotten about that myself, but yeah, and there can be some very, very lucrative help. I know I'm thinking one study in particular, and it was whatever the study that dyad needed, the study partner and the patient. If you needed to stay overnight, then you had a hotel. If you needed transportation, if you needed a meal out, you got what you needed. So we aren't advocating doing it for the perks or the money, but know that it's not going to cost you anything other than some time that you'll be compensated for. Right?
Absolutely. And you could be part of some really pivotal research moving the needle forward to a better future. I mean, just thinking that you can be a part of something that great to me is really exciting. Have one-on-one care from a physician, like you said, Robin,
mm-hmm.
someone that takes their time, that's invested in you. At Charter, we have a neurologist right there on site, involved directly in the trial. So it's really a gift in lots of different ways. So good benefits.
And I have to say this because I know the owners of Charter personally, but one of the owners, Jeff Polig, will tell you publicly, he'll tell you privately, we always do the right thing. That to me is the heart of Charter in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Are all research companies as ethical? Probably not. The ones we know are too.
Yes. You were talking about touring a research place, and I want to tell you what you won't find. There's not an armed guard at the door to stop you from leaving.
Right.
If at any point, correct me again if I'm wrong, but if you are uncomfortable with anything that's going on, you can walk right out that door.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is completely voluntary. And we always tell people, I tell participants in the community all the time, give what you can. You know, it might be that initial visit. It might be getting through the screening process where you get a free PET scan or some imaging tests done or different options for you to get some information. It might be longer than that, a full clinical trial in a length of 4 years. And anywhere in between that timeline, but you give what you can, and it's completely voluntary. Yeah.
One of the things that we see within the world of dementia are what we lovingly term fuzzy answers. But when you're working with a research company or research agency, you can get definitive answers.
You can.
Hard and fast and yes answers.
Mm-hmm.
Or, whew,
mm-hmm.
nope, you don't have to worry about this. And you don't get that often in mm-hmm. other healthcare settings, because
that's right.
nobody really wants to say, well, you know, you no, but you get what use the blood test for Alzheimer's
mm-hmm.
disease, what have you. But you get cutting edge care, you get valid, legitimate, straight up answers,
mm-hmm.
and you get real compassionate inclusion, and that feels good.
Absolutely.
Like you said, people come back and they have parties, folks. I'm telling you. They have parties for people. I've seen them do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you look back even just 10 years, right? That that blood test, that test for those amyloid deposits associated mm-hmm. with Alzheimer's, we didn't have that. We didn't have as readily available these PET scans that looks for amyloid and tau mm-hmm. proteins. I mean, in such a short amount of time, we're making really big headway, like you said in the beginning, Robin. So it's really a good time to get involved.
One question I've gotten a lot at Alzheimer's and Dementia Resource Center is the, let's say, the adult child. I've been visiting with mom. I'm here for a week and something's up. I need to get her tested tomorrow. With the traditional medical system, that's not going to happen. Like even getting to see a neurologist these days, there can be a wait of a long time. So I say, well, you got two choices. You can try that and schedule your plane for, you know, your plane ticket for 4 months from now. Or I want you to call, you know, the research companies, call Charter, call the other ones and ask them about the memory screening. So at least you know something before you go home and they may be able to see you tomorrow.
Absolutely. We take walk-ins right the same day.
Wow.
Where you can come and at least get a baseline of your memory, at least get an understanding of where you are today and then track that over time, right? It's the first best step, like you said.
And I have sincerely, in 40 years, never seen and I'm going to say small core group. We're very, very fortunate here in Central Florida. We have some of very best research companies, we do. But I have never seen them collectively go that extra mile like anyone else.
Yes.
I can call Jeff and I can say, listen, I've got this odd issue. I've got this odd situation. He'll say, tell me about it. And I'll tell him about it and he'll say, okay, I'll give him a call. We'll work it out. Mm-hmm. You know, and they reach out. I've actually had them reach to people out of state, you know, and mm-hmm. try to reassure. So again, yes, it's quick. It can be very, very, very quick. Walk in.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
But quick doesn't equate to not thorough.
Right.
Right. Honestly, they say ADRC is the best kept secret, but I think quality research is the best mm-hmm. kept secret. People
yeah.
do not appreciate or understand all that means, mm. right? Mm. They think, oh, pop a pill, walk away. There's so much more than that.
Absolutely.
And it's not just Alzheimer's and dementia that we're talking about. Ozempic and that brand of drugs.
Yes.
No matter what you think about it, it's revolutionary that people are amazed that something finally works. And again, we wouldn't have gotten there without research.
Absolutely. And these drugs that are making it quickly to the market doesn't just because it's made it on the market, research doesn't stop.
Mm.
So sometimes you can have a drug that makes it to market, is approved by the FDA, and still being researched
right.
in your local research center where you can get that drug and have access to it for free through a clinical trial rather than now trying to navigate the medical system and potentially pay a large sum of money or go through some hoops to get there.
Or not get it at all,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
In the case of the Ozempics and the Mounjaros. And when you said that, it made me think, I'm remembering a really dear old friend. She was actually the chair of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Committee years ago. Mm. And research is ongoing. So we learn new ways to use a medication
mm-hmm.
that went through the trials, was defined for this single purpose. She loved telling everybody that she needed to take her Viagra for her lungs because it helped her breathe.
Wow.
Right? That she used it off market.
Yes.
So
that's yeah, great.
You know, and she just got the biggest kick out of it. But the point is, yes, obviously it works for other things, but with continued research, it's like, wow, there's some real benefit here to this woman who was suffering from COPD.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. We've had studies at Charter that initially were approved, like you mentioned, for diabetes and now are being tried for Alzheimer's disease or tested.
Yes.
We've had others for erectile dysfunction that are now being tried, you know, because of it's opening the blood vessels. It's amazing science. If you just look and, you know, be willing to hear the story, it's pretty fascinating.
Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. is.
And you could, if you were in a clinical trial, take something that is safely out there that other people have taken with no issue and just try it for a new use.
Exactly.
So it's not always the scary brand new thing that nobody's ever put in their system before.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Last year, January of 2023, there was a lot of excitement because we had a medication that was approved for the treatment of Alzheimer's disease, lecanemab. And everyone was very excited and it moved to market. We were thrilled. We worked on that one of those studies at Charter. So we were excited about the science moving forward. But then the next barrier was getting it into the hands of those that needed it.
Mm.
But we were excited at Charter because the study continued at Charter. So now that drug was approved by the market and we had it still ongoing at Charter Research. And now knowing it's approved could better support the dementia community in Orlando by offering a drug we know works.
Wow.
So it was pretty fascinating. Yeah, pretty fun.
We actually met the man that helped develop lecanemab mm-hmm. at that symposium. Fascinating man, and you should hear what he's working on now.
Oh.
That's another podcast.
Okay. So if you're perfectly healthy, you got nothing wrong with you, is a clinical trial still something that you should look into?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've seen 10 to 22 years before individuals are diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease specifically, there can be an accumulation of some of those biomarkers that I mentioned, like amyloid, tau, that are already building up over that time frame. And so you won't know unless you get in. You won't have those symptoms until years down the road. So how valuable is it to get in, get some information just to see where you might be, get that test to see what biomarkers you may or may not have, and, you know, use that information for the betterment of your health. So absolutely, there's much to do there.
And what are some other diseases that are currently undergoing research here in Orlando?
Here in Orlando, there's a lot of good work now starting in weight management, as you mentioned briefly. There's a lot happening and coming up in that area. Also NASH, fatty liver diseases, all the way through to cirrhosis. Got some good work happening there. Pain, diabetes, of course, the Alzheimer's space, but even some more studies coming forward, which I'm excited about, it for different dementias. We have studies at Charter now for Lewy body dementia and some of these others that are coming up. And it's really exciting because it's needed, very needed.
See, now you say Lewy body, that's what my mother had. So I'm like, oh, I got to find out about that and see if that's something that I need to get myself into right away.
Right.
Yeah. Because I would love to be a part of finding a cure for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So we've piqued someone's curiosity, I'm sure. What do you do next if you want to be part of clinical research?
Well, there's lots of opportunity. And really, I would say just jump in. Make the call. Call our office. Get that initial visit scheduled where you mentioned we can just come in, get that initial memory screen. At Charter, we also offer, because we offer some of these other areas, a free liver scan, a free weight loss assessment. So you can do all that in one visit. Come in and get all those free options taken care of. Get some good, valuable information about your health and see, use that as the first starting point.
So you don't have to come in and say, I have looked at the options and I want to be part of this research. You just come in blind and they'll figure out where they can use you.
You got it. You got it.
Is there a national database? Is there a way for someone in Washington or Alaska to say, wow, I'm really interested. How do I know what's in my area? Is there something that they can go online and explore?
There is. There is. There's a really valuable website, clinicaltrials.gov. Oh. If you go to clinicaltrials.gov, you can put in your zip code and it'll tell you what all the research sites are in that zip code. So you can look at all of what's around you and then start from there and see, you know, where you might get started.
All right. So you can start that way or just go in and say, what do you need me for?
Exactly.
And you're happy to figure that out.
Exactly.
What is your website, Crystal?
Our website is charterresearch.com.
Okay.
Charterresearch.com.
And we'll throw out a phone number if you don't mind.
Of course. 407-337-3000.
All right. And if you're listening from somewhere else, I'm sure there's some sort of research near you, even internationally. Just get on Mr. Google and he will help you out.
Yes. Don't forget that website, clinicaltrials.gov. If you're not in Florida, that is the best place to go to find some good information right near you.
Thank you so much for being with us, Crystal.
Of course.
We really
appreciate
it. Thank
you so much for having you. We really value the ADRC. Oh,
well, we value the work that you do. Please make sure to subscribe to our podcast, Informed Aging. Tell your family and friends about us. You can find us on facebook.com/informedaging. Today's episode was recorded at Digital Broadcasting's podcast studio. That's it for now. We are looking forward to our next visit.